Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. And if you are tuning in for the first time, we are a Boston-based syndicated internet radio station with all the technology. You can listen in the cars. You can listen online with your apps. You can ask Alexa. So whatever is out there, whatever platform, if you're listening to podcast directories, we are everywhere. And we are proud to be the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, which is gearing up and starting, and you'll be hearing more about the special opportunities that they will be offering. Well, I have an excellent guest, and everyone out there, this is a live show. Bob is in the house, and I know you're going to want to call. Her name is Tasha Chen. She was on Conversations That Make a Difference with Teresa Vellati. And I actually listened to the show twice. And the second time I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to have her on Love by Intuition, because she's all about deservingness is the name of her book. And she has the answers if you're looking to increase your sacred monies, as I say. She has the answers you've been looking for. So Bob, as I said, is in the house waiting for your call. The number is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. Now, Tasha, as I mentioned, she is the author of Deservingness, The Art of Getting More of What You Want. She's an expert in taking businesses from struggling and on the verge of giving up to opening their can of dreams again, having fun and making money. Her wildly impactful manifestation and mindset training and coaching have helped entrepreneurs around the globe to generate an additional $47.5 million in revenue in their businesses in the last 8 years. So she knows what she's talking about. And so without further ado, welcome to the show, Tasha.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, so let's get right into it. First of all, as we know, 99% of the human race has issues with self-love and their worthiness and seeing the value within themselves. I'm one of them. I've worked my whole journey on myself, and most of us have experienced something in our at birth or close to it, which has colored the way we look at things. And let's start by you sharing your own worthiness and how that all came to be.
Absolutely. I love that you say, I love the way you phrase that, to put it in context for everyone, is that this is not, something's wrong with me. We all, as long, like I say, what's the criteria to know if this is something you have to work on? It's like, if you breathe and it fogs up a mirror, then you're counted, right? So you're still alive. I mean, it's just one of those part of the human condition, because the truth is we're all created pure and whole. There is no blemish, right, at the time of our creation. And then we go through life and we have different life experiences that cloud what we perceive of ourselves. And so for me, this happened literally at the point of my birth. Like, coming into the world, my mom was 18 years old and single. Because she was pregnant with me, she not only got kicked out of high school, she got kicked out of the family home that she was living in, which was not her parents. My grandfather had died, and my grandmother needed to send all the kids to get help, you know, to be taken care of. So she was living with relatives who was really helping her out. And as she became pregnant with me, they're like, nope, this isn't, you're an unwed woman. We can't have this. We're a proper Christian family. You have to go. So needless to say, this is in the rural parts of Jamaica. She has no job, no family support. She goes and stays with some other relatives. But now I'm about to be born, and she says to my father, who is 8 years older than her, working, you know, I'm going to need some help financially with this baby. And my father says, well, you're going to need to prove that the baby is mine before I will help you. Now, we're living in 2022, and somebody hearing this will probably go, oh, no big deal, just do a DNA test and prove it, and on you go.
Right.
No, this is 1974, rural Jamaica. There's no doctor's office. There's no pharmacy. There is nothing to prove this. But what's interesting is, even though I did not know that story till I was well in my 40s, I lived the wound of worthiness, which was, you need to prove that you are worthy of being provided for financially. And then that should just literally, and all of this stuff is energetic. You know, so many of us, we're going through life experiencing things when we don't even know the story of what created it. Fortunately for me, I was able to find out. But before I did, I was just living it, where it was like, always trying to prove my worth, whether I was in a relationship, a job, with friends, no matter what, just always with this wound of worthiness and seeing it, you know, play out in my life. And then, as you know, because you've read the book, you know, I got to understand the difference between worthiness and deservingness, and that changed the trajectory of my life. But yeah, that's it for me. It happened at the time of my birth.
Yeah, and you've had some tumultuous relationships where you allowed, because of this belief system you had, you allowed to be abused. And you allowed yourself to just accept whatever is, not realizing that you are strong and you have choices of your own. So you gathered up the inner strength. And I really feel, because I've been in that same kind of environment, it does take a lot of gathering up. But I don't know about you, but I always felt like, I wasn't a big God believer back then, or didn't realize the higher guidance and that God is with us no matter what. But somehow I knew that there was some guidance. Maybe I didn't know what it was. So did you feel early on that that someone was watching out for you?
Oh, you know, so you might or might not know this, but Jamaica, which is where I grew up, has the Guinness Book of World Records. So it holds the record for the most churches per square foot of any country in the world.
Oh.
Right? So when I tell you religion and like the very strong, you know, like structured religion presence was always around me throughout my life. And then you add to that I was raised in a Pentecostal church where it was constantly preached to me with a lot of passion that you are bad and evil and going to hell, right? So, yes, I was very aware of God, and I was in constant guilt and shame, right? So I didn't have the kind of relationship with the presence of God that was supportive. It was very, very much filled with fear. And also, it's almost like, yeah, you're in this horrible situation. You deserve it just because you're alive, you know? So right. I had to find my way to where I am today in my own experience of what I consider my relationship with God and what that means to me. But growing up, it was definitely not something that was, like you just mentioned, you know, understanding that there's a higher source and we're always provided for and supported and guided. It was more like, there's a higher source ready to make you wrong, you know, and punish you at the turn of a hat. So, yeah.
Yeah, and isn't it a shame that religion has done that, the fear and control, when everything about God, the universe, is all love. It's all love. And I understand that they know that, but the way they misconstrued everything to control people is so unfortunate, especially the little ones, because once you're, as you know, once you've had that experience of fear and that you're bad, it, again, it colors your whole entire life until you become conscious and say, okay, this is it. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right. Or, you know, some of us are fortunate enough that life unfolds in such a way that you search for your own understanding, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So one of the first things that I love that you do, and there's a, I have to say that, the, you know, from doing, you know, being on my own journey, I understand so many of the pieces, but towards the end is something that really rocked my world, and we'll get into that a little later. But the first thing that you say, which is so powerful, is what do you think about you? And that is just something. What do you think about you? And it brings it right down to the nitty-gritty of, you know, how we value ourselves. And the reason that this is so powerful is because if you ask anyone, and Tasha, I'm sure you are well aware of this, most people will say, oh, of course I love myself. Oh, of course this, that. But it's just an automatic answer. They're not really digging deep down to know the truth of who they are and finding love regardless of who they are. So tell us about that question.
Well, you know, there's a story that I shared in the book where I only have one memory of my parents being together, one. And in this memory, I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. My parents were together in a bedroom. And I walked into the bedroom and just remember my little 6 or 7 year old self has never seen my parents together. Right. So this moment has so much meaning for me. And all I wanted to do was to be embraced by them. But I walk into the room and I sit at the door and there was no like, come on, little Tasha, come into bed with us. You know, let's snuggle. We love you. And this is my recollection, which you know how that goes. Right. Your memory is as good as it is. Mm-hmm. But what I do know for a fact is I was not invited into the loving, warm embrace that in that moment I desired so much. And so I don't even remember what happened next. What I know for sure is I created a story that said, Tasha, the truth for you is that you're not lovable and you're not wanted. And I share that story to say, that is a little child not knowing what else is, you know, not really understanding what's happening, creating an interpretation about themselves and their truth. And then when you look at that story and you overlay that with all the experiences that we have had, whether someone has said something about us, you know, I remember growing up, my family thought it was cute to call me Big Bird.
Oh.
Because during my little teenage years, I had a butt that stuck out behind me and a little tummy in front, you know, the chubby, like, preteen years. And they thought it was the cutest thing to call me Big Bird in public, you know.
Oh,
and so I created, again, this thing about myself that I don't have a beautiful body, you know. And so I share that to say for so many people to think about, like, who are you and who says, like, where did all those things that you have determined are true about you even come from? And then challenge all of them. Is it true? Like, one of the things I shared with you was, you know, growing up in a Pentecostal church, I was always reminded how much of a sinner and how evil I was and how all my thoughts of, you know, wanting to be in love was wrong, or wanting money was evil and greedy, and like all these things. And I decided every time one of those thoughts surfaced that I really was a bad person, you know? And like I said, there just comes a moment where you have to look yourself in the mirror and go, well, who am I? And all these things that I've defined myself as, is any of it true? And I say a lot in my teachings, I am the one who decides. Truthfully, the buck stops with me. But a lot of people are suffering. And I wrote the book because I really wanted people to end this suffering from a lot of different ways that it happens in life. But a lot of people are really suffering because they've created an identity of themselves and a truth about themselves that was not, I mean, like 99% of it is nothing that they decided was true about them. You know, somebody else or some other life situation created it. So yeah, having to have that look in the mirror and really ask that question.
Right, and not be in fear of learning the answers.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it's when you do know who you are, we're not perfection. We all, you know, we're all trying to find our way, and that's the way it will be until we leave the earth. So we have to be gentle with ourselves, and that all comes too with, you know, when you love yourself, as you know, Tasha, you cultivate compassion and wanting to help others, and it's a beautiful thing, which in turn comes back to you in love and just raises the love and light within ourselves. So it's and it's amazing. So when was the first day or time, if you recall, when you actually felt the excitement within yourself and really thought, I love you, Tasha? Do you recall?
Oh, my goodness. That's a really great question, and I sure do wish I could recall. I sure do wish, and I am a human, you know, like I am a being having this human experience, and what I can tell you for sure, while I might not recall the exact moment, I can tell you that it's probably been a moment in the last very recent, I would say, 5 years.
Okay.
Right? And so for me, and even though that was the first time, I've had moments of talking myself out of it and talking myself back into it, you know?
Sure.
And it really is just a process. But I can tell you a very, like just moment for me that I had recently. I have, as you, I shared with you, my whole life had this thing with body image, right? I mean, no joke here. My family was calling me Big Bird. So, you know, no surprises.
And you're gorgeous. But, I mean, you're stunning. Oh, if anyone goes on to the Love by Intuition page, you're just stunning, Tasha.
Oh, thank you so much. And so, you know, it's just one of those things
true.
Where I recently, so what happens when you have body image issues is that you are constantly trying to come up with some way to change your body, right? Or, you know, or do something to make yourself think you look better, right? No matter what
right.
the whole world says, like, thank you so much for that compliment. And then there is what Tasha says supersedes everybody else's, right? So I have really, this has been a big part of my journey and really working through deserving my own love, you know, and this is part of the thing about becoming deserving is getting to the place where I deserve I deserve an amazing relationship and someone to love and cherish me, but recognizing that, oh my God, I deserve my love. I'm so quick to, you know, give this incredible amount of love that I have to someone else or have such a burning desire to give it to somebody else, not realizing, man, I deserve it. More than anybody else, I deserve it. And so having been on this journey with the body image issues, I recently noticed that one day I saw my reflection in the mirror, and it was actually my butt. And I'm a girl with a nice little butt, you know? So it's kind of like,
And you're lucky to have a nice butt.
Thank you. And so I'll walk across the mirror, and like 2 seconds later, my butt's still coming, you know? So I happen to look back, and this particular day, I'm talking about within the last 45 days. And it was such a big deal for me. I looked back, saw it, and said, damn, I love my butt. That was huge for me.
Yeah. I love that because I know that feeling. And the whole thing is we have our thoughts, but when you openly say out loud to yourself, well, whoever's around, I love that, but it just brings it all home. It just ties it up in a little bow because there's so many parts of us that we wish looked like something else, or even that it worked better, you know, it functioned better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's embarrassment and shame and all of that, you know, needs to be looked at and then just released. And what I've come to find out is that you know, you make a new pathway and then you know, you visualize yourself in that pathway exactly how you are and that you're beautiful, you're stunning, whatever you want to say. And it takes a lot to say that about yourself, especially if it's taken years to, you know, to get there. But I know we need to take a break, but what I feel is when you first started loving yourself was when that abusive person came to your door and you were in a different country and you did not open the door. I believe that that's when it started. That's when you took back your power and realized, I am valuable. So anyway, we'll be back in a moment, everyone.
Okay.
Come call us and talk with Tasha and I. It's 833-220-1200. She has all kinds of wisdom for your lifetime right now. We'll be back.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids Children's Book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. Again, the number here, because I want you to call, is 833-220-1200. We are talking with Tasha Chen. We are visiting together, and her book is Deservingness, The Art of Getting More of What You Want. And you can learn about the lies that bind you, discover how to access your higher power, get tools to clear the patterns that keep you empty, come to understand the thinking that brought you here, and explore ways to create a vision for what you deserve in life. Tasha, when you look back now where you are today, and you look back in the earlier days, and I know that for a while you probably felt like a victim, but once you got past that, were you able to see that some of the ugliest things that you experienced actually were a gift to you, and that made you who you are today?
Absolutely. You know, one of my burning desires, I think my entire childhood, my entire life, I am a romantic, you know? So mm-hmm. I have for forever just wanted the most amazing loving partner relationship and all the goodies that we, you know, as girls, we fantasize and desire. And once I got married the first time and realized, ooh, okay, not quite what I had in mind. And then even before that, though, to be very honest, I would say every relationship I had up until the moment where I got the gift of that very traumatic experience, I suffered every single one, right? And so going so many years, like really wanting something so bad, really wanting this loving relationship, and I'll use the word failing loosely, but just not being successful in love and not understanding why. I think that's the most disempowering place to be, is when, you know, on paper, you're like, this should be a walk in the park for me. You know, I'm a good person. I love to love. I'm a great partner. I'm well established in life. Like, I have all the boxes checked, and yet I'm not succeeding in this area, and I don't understand why. And that, just not being able to uncover why, oh my gosh, it caused me so much anxiety, so many sleepless nights, so much in just doing anything. Like literally, if you walked up to me and said, buy this leaf and you will have a loving relationship, I would have bought it, you know, like anything. So getting to the place where I went through what I went through, which was, again, I really would not wish it on anyone. I would not have this be your path to figuring this out, but it was mine. And as intense as it was and traumatic as it was, there is no other way that I can see, and this is through my human eyes, that I would have gotten the power of the message that I got If life had just been hunky-dory and I was, you know, just one great relationship to the next, you know, I just wouldn't have gotten the powerful message of deservingness and that, honey, the reason you're not getting this thing that you want so much is because you don't believe you deserve it. And if I hadn't understood that, I would have just kept repeating that pattern over and over and over again for God knows how long. So truthfully, I am grateful beyond words for my journey.
Yeah, yeah. I am as well, I have to say. So when you received that powerful message, is that when you started to do your visualizations and create the future that you wanted to see? I mean, tell us how you started.
Yeah. So for context, for everyone listening, I had been in a 3-year relationship. So I'd gotten divorced. I had a really bad 1-year kind of, I call it a situationship. Just more of the same, right? More of the same, being treated poorly, all that good stuff. And so now I'm in this 3-year relationship, and it comes to an end. I share in the book that I literally had to run for my life, as in flee the country. And I get to Costa Rica, which is where I ran away to, and I just have this conversation with God, which is, how is this happening to me? How is this my life? And the answer was, because you don't believe you deserve much more than this. Now, at this point, I want to argue with God, because I'm like, wait a second. No, I know I deserve an amazing relationship. I know I believe I deserve an amazing relationship. What are you talking about, you know, to God, higher self, source, however you define that. And, you know, the answer was, well, Tasha, my love, look at your relationship. You know, you tell me what you think you deserve. And it was like, ooh, okay, you might be right. I might not really think, you know, believe that I deserve too much. But what happened after that was coming to the realization that I had created this, you know, just really bad situation for myself because of a belief system that I had, which was that it was what I deserved. And so now that I understand that, well, I've never had anything else. My entire life has been living from this paradigm of, you know, you don't deserve much. So how do you now, what do you do with that? Because now I'm like, well, I want to become deserving, and I want to attract a relationship that mirrors that, but I kind of don't have any proof of that, you know? I don't have anything to go off of to create that. And the only thing that I could think to do to start was to look at all the pain that I had been in, all the painful experiences that I had had, and ask myself, what would the opposite of these things feel like? What would it feel like? And I was like, oh, well, you know, this guy hurt me. Lied to me, traumatized me emotionally, disregarded me in so many ways. So the opposite of that would be, wow, it would be amazing to be cherished. It would be amazing to be respected. It would be amazing to know that I was so loved, that this partner of mine felt I was his prized possession, you know? And I just started to reach for what's the opposite, because I literally had nothing else to go off of. You know, once I got clear on some of those things, I said, okay, and could you, Tasha, close your eyes and just imagine the feeling of being in a relationship where you felt that way? And I could do that. I'm a big daydreamer. Like, I get the award for fantasizing, you know.
Yeah, I love that.
I could close my eyes and do that all day long. And really, that's what, you know, because along the journey to becoming deserving, there are moments where you don't believe what you want you can have. You know, that's a journey. It takes a process to go from, my entire life, I've never deserved much, to now it's not just, oh, now I really wanted to say I deserve it and I have it. It's a journey to really embracing and owning that. And so for me, in those moments where, you know, like a little memory would pop up, like, Why do you think you can have a guy like this when you have 45 years of proof that you can't? You know? And I would go, I don't know, but I'm just going to close my eyes and go back to my little fantasy land where I have a guy like that, and that's all I can do for right now. But that sustains me, and I would say to anyone that's listening is become really clear about what it is that you want. What do you feel you truly deserve in life? And this is not about doing a 10-step process to believe you deserve it, because I know that's not going to happen overnight. But what you can do, anyone can do, at any given moment, at any point in the journey, is you can close your eyes and imagine yourself really having the life that you deserve in your relationships, in your health, in your money and finances, whatever area it is. This is not about do you believe it yet. It's just, can you close your eyes and take yourself there? And that was really powerful for me.
Right. And don't you think that the feeling piece of it, I mean, this, all the senses are important to incorporate in that daydreaming and seeing it.
Yeah.
But feeling it, I think, I'm all about feeling that you can actually put yourself in that space and feel the joy of it, the pure joy. And once you get a taste of that feeling, that's what lights the fire to keep you going. Yes, there are times when, as we all know, that you might fall off the pathway, or you might allow some of the older, the old generational thoughts come back. But you have to just say, hey, wait a minute now. I've already worked on you, meaning the ego thoughts or whatever you want to call them. I'm in this new place now, so go away. I say things like that, and then I'm back in my center.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that, how blessed are we to have free will and an imagination? No matter what's happening on the physical plane, we have the opportunity to deny it, to literally just be like, I just looked at my bank account and I don't like what I saw. And I'm just going to close my eyes and imagine it was different. And recognize that just that act creates the desired outcome at some point in the future. And that's what I've learned, is I would rather, I look at an area in my life that I'm not pleased with in the moment, and I can worry about it, stress about it, wish it wasn't like that, which will only create more of that, or I could literally just close my eyes and imagine the outcome I wish it were, like what I would have wanted to see, and know that just by doing that, I'm actually creating that outcome. That to me is, I thank God, universe, source, like, whomever you want to call it, set up this whole system that gave us this power. I am so grateful. thank you. You know?
Yes, I am as well. And part of your journey has also included forgiveness, and that gratitude is so key.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of... There's it's funny because one of the things that you said when we started off was about, a little bit about your own journey and working on worthiness. And I feel like everyone's got a story, everyone's got a thing that life has done to us. And for many people, they have not yet come to the awareness that, the stories that bind us really bind us, and they recreate themselves in so many different ways in our lives. And if we have the desire to create a change, we have to disassociate ourselves from those stories. And so many of them are really painful and involve other people causing us pain, right? Our ability to live into the life that we really want depends on, can you let the other person, people, situation, whatever, off the hook? Like, can you, detach from the pain by just saying, I choose to forgive it. And it's a choice. I choose to forgive so I can be free. Because what happens when you're not forgiving, and this is what I realized, there were things in my life that I had not truly forgiven. And when I was in these, you know, traumatizing situations, I realized, oh, this is just portions of that playing out over and over and over again, you know? And it's because that pain that lingered from that situation that I had not forgiven, it takes up space in my energy field. And it's kind of like if you could imagine, what can I think of? Like you put one seed in the soil, right? And the next thing you know, it, you know, you have this big plant, but now the plant has started dropping other seeds that are also growing. You know, it's just like it's perpetually renewing itself. And so there's no space for, if you want a different flower, there's no space in that pot for anything else, because you're just hanging on to the pain. And that seed is the pain. And so what I realized is I needed to excavate the whole thing, like pull the whole thing out of the pot and go, I'm just putting you over here, bye-bye, because I actually want a different plant in my pot. You know, I want a different life experience. And I have to let these experiences that cause me pain go. I have to forgive them. And the other part is being grateful. Two things to be grateful about, just like I said, without that experience with my ex that led me to learn about deservingness, I wouldn't have been able to manifest the amazing relationship I have today, which is all I ever wanted. But I didn't know what was getting in the way. And the only way I could have found that out was the journey of the pain that I went through, you know? And so I'm grateful. No, if I could say I choose not to have it again, I would definitely probably choose not to. But it happened the way it happened, and I'm grateful. It's led me to where I am. So be grateful for what's happened, because it's led you to where you are today. And also express gratitude for what you want. And that's what I started doing, was even before I manifested this amazing man into my life, I was just always saying, God, I'm so excited to see what you have in store that's even better than, you know, whatever I thought was the best. Like, I know if I don't have it yet, then what you have in mind is even better than what I'm thinking about. And I am already so grateful to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Something better. So be grateful for the past experiences and grateful for what you're calling in as well.
Yeah. I love your seeds, Tasha. I love the idea of uprooting the tree and planting these seeds. And what do I want to believe in? It's so powerful. Well, we need to take our last break. Everyone, still time to call. Bob is in the house. When we come back, the number 833-220-1200.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Bovee and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles, Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
The book, again, is Deservingness. I really want each and every one of you to purchase it because it's not a thick book. You can read it quickly, but you need to slow so you can absorb the wisdom. I want everyone to have it. So it's Tasha Chen, and it's Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Chen, C-H-E-N, TashaChen.com. And the book is Deservingness, The Art of Getting More of What You Want. And Tasha, share the bonus that you have. It's on our website on the Love by Intuition page. But share that for those to listen, whether it's today or next week or next year.
Absolutely. So part of going on this journey to becoming deserving is, like, what do you do? How do you even start that? And I know for some people, the kind of like the shell shock of, like me, when God said, yeah, you know, you don't really believe you deserve it, is jarring. And I wish someone would have just said, well, how, you know, here's one thing you can do to start. So in this bonus, what I've given you are 5 powerful deservingness affirmations. All you have to do is, whether you choose to write this out, you know, there's 5 of them. You can just write them out every day. You can choose one and write one per day. You can take each affirmation and write what it means to you. But just saying these affirmations out loud, and I would say, you know, give yourself the gift of saying them for 14 days or more, is going to start to create a new neural pathway in your subconscious mind. In other words, just by saying this is giving yourself the opportunity to release the belief that you don't deserve the thing that you're asking for, and stepping into creating a subconscious, like, superpower pathway that says, yes, I do deserve it. And it's your subconscious that starts to attract to you experiences that say, see, it's true. It's true now. Here is the amazing guy. Here is the money in the bank. Here is the business of your desires, you know? So I would encourage everyone, go get those 5 deservingness affirmations and start working on them today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So love found you. I know you have a special energy, and I feel it, and I feel your soul. So, but your man came to be.
Yes.
And do you have to pinch yourself?
I do. You know, we were together for the weekend, and he travels during the week. So we were together for the weekend, and it's Sunday. He leaves as usual, and I just leave to go to the grocery store. And literally, I'm driving out of my neighborhood pretty much in tears. I'm just like, I'm just being prayerful, and I'm in this intense emotional conversation with God, as if God doesn't know, like, what's been created for me, you know. But I'm just like, I'm just in awe. I mean, it's a year and a half later. We're getting married in a few months, and I'm just in
awe. Oh, congratulations.
In awe. Thank you. Yeah, and it really is a testimony to, when you stand for what you deserve, you get it.
Yeah. And you really have to make up your mind, all right, this is it. I'm doing this. Not a piece of you, but all of you to do it. The time is going by quickly, and I wanted to get this in. What I loved that just was so exciting, it was brilliant, was when you, 1 out of 10, you wait for the 10.
Yeah.
And the part that really got me was that you could receive. You could receive 3, 4, 5, but it's not the 10. So what I took that as, and what you say and openly say it, this is enough. See, I'd be saying, thank you, I'm in such gratitude, but this is not enough. So speak to that, please.
Absolutely.
I loved it. I just loved it. This is not enough.
This isn't it. No, like when you stand for what you deserve, you're like, what I deserve is a 10 out of 10, whatever area of your life that might be, right? I'm going to speak to the relationship for me. So right before I met my guy, I was on a dating site and this guy approached me and he had like all the things I had been asking for, all the things. And then he made a comment during one of our conversations and he said, you know, I really like you. I wish you would just submit so that I like don't have to do all the like work to get you. And I was like, oh no, this is not a 10 out of 10. oh no. And then I had a moment where I was like, Tasha, what's wrong with you? Like he has all the things. And I said, no, I know he has seemingly has all the things, but that one comment just kind of jarred me. And I said, that for me is not a 10 out of 10. And I'm going to let him go. And I let him go. Mm-hmm. And a week later, I met Tony. You know, I met my guy. So here's what I would say. When you're asking for something and you have defined what a 10 out of 10 looks like, feels like we said, we create the vision of what we're going to have. When you've decided what it's going to have, the universe is going to go, now remember, I told you, 40-something years, I've never had a guy like Tony, right? I never had a guy like my guy. So the universe sent me a few in between, and there were maybe a 6 out of 10. But if you've never had a 10 out of 10, and all you've been getting are 3s and 4s, when a 6 comes along, you might want to say, oh my God, I'm so happy, it's the best I've ever had. You know, so really I encourage everyone, doing this work to becoming deserving means you absolutely not. If it's not your 10 out of 10, you get to say, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Wow, that's really amazing. This is better than the last one, but nope, we're still not at a 10 out of 10 yet. And that really is it. It comes back to when you stand for what you believe you deserve, you get it.
Yes, and you can do that with money as well. And, with the flow of abundance, you can begin gratitude for what you've received. But you can, from my perspective, I like the idea of being able to say, but this is not enough. Because so you can keep the flow going and be that 10.
Yes, absolutely. We all deserve 10 out of 10. It's so funny hearing all these people in my community and my world, quoting me on that.
So I'm not the only one.
They love it. It's not a 10 out of 10. One of my clients really wanted to be in a relationship and thought she had met a guy and she went out to dinner and she's like, messaged me afterwards. He was really great, Tasha, but he's not a 10 out of 10. It's like, you go, girl. No settling here.
Yes. And then when it finally arrives, you're just over the moon because the person that is perfect for you has been presented.
Want that
which is
for
a beautiful
everyone,
thing.
You know?
Yeah. So what would you like to leave the listeners with, Tasha?
This is always my parting share. It's what I consider the gift I wish I would have gotten, is to just hear my words and know they are true. I'm not saying you need to believe them completely in this moment, just allow yourself to receive the gift of the truth of the statement. You deserve the best. You deserve the best of everything. And if your little ego tries to say, well, who am I? Why? You just say, because I do, period. Don't need to defend it. Don't need to validate it. Don't need to anything. The answer is, why do you deserve the best? Because you do, period. That's it. Because you exist, you deserve the best. And that's really my, you know, my gift to everyone. For so many of us, no one ever told us that or affirmed it for us or given us a chance to hear it from outside of ourselves. So that's what I want to leave everyone with. You deserve the best because you do, period.
Right. That's it in a nutshell. Period. There's no reason. There isn't anything to add to it. I deserve the best. You deserve the best. Everyone deserves the best. And when we hold on to that and really sit with it and see ourselves in that space, and we do it, like you were mentioning earlier, a daily time, every day, then we are creating what we receive. And we can always say, this is not enough.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I love this time with you, and I'm sure we'll have you back in the future down the road. I just love your energy, and
you have
done all the work for many of us. So those out there, get the book and follow her steps and instructions. And what I mean by that, follow her words of truth. And when you do that, you'll be receiving what you desire as well. But you have to get to that nitty-gritty of knowing you deserve it and taking out anything that is blocking the fullness of what you deserve. Get rid of that, and then you'll be freely open to receive. So with that said, thank you so much, Tasha. You be well. Go on her site. Get that, the deserving bonus that's on the Love by Intuition page on dreamvision7.com. Get that and follow it, and your whole world will turn around. So with that said, everyone, until we meet, until we get together again for another conversation, bye for now. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.